The Force Awakens, Level B2. A trio of like-minded solo artists temporarily joins forces as Boy Genius, indie rock's first distaff supergroup, by Zach Schoenfeld. Three wunderkind singer-songwriters with a shared reverence for Crosby, Stills and Nash walk into a bar, well, a studio. That's the story behind the year's most promising rock supergroup, a trio of three rising indie rock talents, Julian Baker, 23, Phoebe Bridgers, 24, and Lucy Dacus, 23. Each released an acclaimed record in the past 14 months, and all have a knack for thoughtful, melancholy songcraft. Together they are Boy Genius, with their debut eponymous EP coming out November 9th. "We're all in very similar places in our career," says Bridgers. "We've done a lot of opening slots. We know what it's like to be talked down to because you're young or a woman. And there isn't a band leader, which is fucking awesome. I've had two bandmates," Baker says. "They're both natural empaths. They feel so deeply, and I'm the same way." Origin story. Like the best supergroups, see Travelling Wilburys, this one formed through happenstance. Bridgers and Baker toured together in 2016 and immediately bonded. "Phoebe was coming up the stairs and I was coming down, and we just said dude to each other 30 times," says Baker. Later, when she watched Dacus play her song Map on a Wall, "I just started crying." In a group text, the trio discussed collaborating on a single together, an idea that blossomed into an actual band. "All at once, we all realised we had to do it," says Dacus, who drew a triple Venn diagram plotting out when they were available and booked studio time. In June, the three members arrived at the Sound City studio in Los Angeles with one fully written song and one song sketch each. Sounds like... The EP's cover is a play on the famous Crosby, Stills and Nash album photo, so it makes sense that Boy Genius is full of three-part vocal harmonies and yearning guitar progressions. Baker's Souvenir is a neat introduction to the trembling angst of her own music. Dacus's Bite the Hand is a louder, grungier confessional. "One song was recorded around a mic 20 minutes after we wrote it," Bridgers says. "That track, Ketchum ID, is a waltzy campfire sing-along about the loneliness of spending your life on tour. We all bonded about talking to your partner when you're on a van full of people," says Bridgers. "One of the best parts of this project is the weird shorthand you can only have if you're a woman of our age who tours as much as we do." What's in a name? Boy Genius stems from an inside joke. It refers to the archetype of the tortured genius, a specifically male artist who has been told since birth that their every thought is not only worthwhile but brilliant, says Baker. Conversely, women are socialised to make themselves small. When Bridgers overheard Dacus and Baker using the term in conversation, she grasped its meaning without having to ask. "I do this thing where I apologise for myself 15 times. I'm like, I don't know, I'm sorry. And that was immediately dispelled upon getting in the room with Lucy and Julian," she says. "Will Boy Juniors be around long enough to make a full-length album?" "I don't know," says Bridgers. "I fucking hope so."